Sport News. Kelly Eben, good morning.
Good morning, Blaise Anissi. Coming up in this newscast, the Central African Republic gives Cameroon's Intermediate Lions lessons in the qualifiers for the 2025 African Nations Championship. 18 times champions of Cameroon Coton Sport Football Club of Garoua leave from the relegation zone after beating Aigle Royale of Mungo in one of the 5 matches of the National First Division Championship. And in foreign sports news, South Africa secured their place in June's Test World Cricket Championship. Those were our top stories. The news in full. The Intermediate Lions of Cameroon will miss the 2024 African Nations Championship, 2025 rather, African Nations Championship, SHAN, next year in Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda. The team was beaten 2-1 at the Kwekong Stadium in Bafoussam this weekend by the Wild Beast of Central African Republic, who qualified on an away goal rule after a 2-2 aggregate. After the painful elimination of Cameroon from the race to next year's SHAN, fans sounded dissatisfied. Here are their reactions in this excerpt selected by staffman Ben Collins Naiberiwo.
Cameroon really let themselves down, because in the first half of the game, we had a lot of opportunities that would have killed the game. We tried our best too, but luck was not on our side. And there are some refereeing decisions that are not really quite good about the game. Our capitalizing was the first half. We didn't capitalize on our efforts. We didn't score all the goals. We were playing around in front of the goal. And Central African Republic took their chances. They had 2 shots on target, 2 goals. That's precision.
We come off here, I feel very bad. This match was to be won by Cameroon 2-1, so I don't know what went wrong along the line, and the referee, he did not allow our goal.
They already felt so contented with the fact that they won the away game in Ivory Coast by 1-0, and I believe that made them feel like if we won away from home, it means at home it will be an easy ride for us. But they forgot the fact that the Central African Republic is what we call in football dark horses. You don't really know much about them, and they do actually have qualities in their team. First half, we saw Cameroon, they had all the chances to, why not score 2-3 goals, but they didn't make good use of the chances. Now, the only player who actually impressed up front for Cameroon was Angelo Onjo, who was making his debut for the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon. They didn't actually respect their opponent, the Central African Republic, the way we would have expected them to respect the Central African Republic. The Central African Republic have always had good players, especially in these junior categories, the under 20, the under 17, and I think this is just one of the signs to show that football in the Central African Republic is growing. They'll go for the African Nations Championship for the first time, knocking out Cameroon, who have qualified for the competition 5 times, reached the quarterfinals twice, played the semifinals once, finishing fourth in 2020.
Fans of the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon reacting after the elimination of the team from the qualifiers of the 2025 African Nations Championship. Ben Collins Noiberiwo now looks at the teams qualified for the SHAN in this report.
The Central African Republic achieved a historic first qualification for the SHAN by eliminating Cameroon in a stunning 2-1 comeback at the Kwekong Omnisports Stadium in Bafoussam. Semi-finalists of the 2021 SHAN, the Intermediate Lions, failed to qualify for the competition next year for the first time in 7 editions. Other teams that qualified are Nigeria, Senegal, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burkina Faso. The Super Eagles of Nigeria beat arch rivals Ghana 3-1 at Oyo to book their place. The Stallions of Burkina Faso overturned a 2-goal deficit from the first leg against Cote d'Ivoire. Senegal secured their place in the 2024 SHAN after defeating Liberia 3-1. The Democratic Republic of Congo confirmed their dominance in Kinshasa with a 3-1 victory over Chad. Guinea confirmed their superiority over Guinea-Bissau with a 2-1 away win, completing a 6-2 aggregate triumph. Lesotho played Angola in Durban, South Africa, where the Antelopes secured a confidence-boosting 2-0 victory away from home. In the Southern African Derby, the Chipolopolo took on Mozambique in a one-sided game that saw the Zambians emerge 3-0 victors. Disappointment for fans of Eswatini, who were beaten at home 2-1. By Madagascar. After this Sunday's qualifying fixtures, 19 teams are expected to travel to Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda for the 8th African Nations Championship.
Ben Collins, Noiberiwo. Cameroon has never won the African Nations Championship, and their performance in their last 5 participation has been disappointing, as you tell us, Winston Lepka.
It is clear that on the local scene, the beautiful game is in dire straits. It is an old cliche that Cameroon's football depends on past glories, and it is disheartening when a thinking person is forced to admit that many cliches are true. The Intermediate Lions concede that they could have killed the qualifying fixture in the first leg in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, where they beat the Wild Beast by 1-0. At the Kwekong Stadium, what happened left the fans embarrassed. Many felt that it was going to be a walk in the park for an animal claiming to be the king of the football jungle in Africa. But the Wild Beast tore them apart and left them for dead in their own backyard. Gone are the days when Canon Sportif, Union Sportif, Oryx, Tonne Clara Club dictated the pace in continental club competitions and supplied players for the national team. Today, Cameroon has joined the fray in depending on a foreign legion of players, some of whom have to switch nationality on the pleas of the Federation and at times members of government. The local league is mired in tons and tons of confusion. There is no defined calendar, no precision about when the season begins and when it ends. Players continue to earn peanuts and are at the mercy of managers' every whim and caprice. Power brokers use the intermediate national team to push their kids or lads they are trying to market abroad. The African Nations Championship, commonly abbreviated as CHAN, was first organized in 2009. It is meant for local league players, that is, players playing in their national league competitions. It is their chance to wear the national jersey to represent their country. Now, if one of the aims of the tournament is to promote home leagues globally, then Cameroon has failed woefully. Their best performance was in the 2020 tournament hosted at home in 2021 when they finished fourth, getting a 4-0 thumping from Morocco in the semi-finals. It is alleged that witch doctors were brought in to provide talismans for the game, and instead they deprived the players from sleep, leading to the debacle. It is time for the authorities to do the necessary and put local football in Cameroon on the pedestal it once stood on. What is staring at Cameroon now is the fact that the Wild Beasts of the Central African Republic have had lunch of lion's venison, tearing them apart in their own backyard in Bafoussam, coming from behind to strike twice, reminding the Cameroonian nation that the game is neither won, drawn, nor lost before it's been played, and the name of a team means nothing on the field of play. As someone once said, failing to plan is planning to fail.
That's right, Winston Lebga. In more football news, some 5-5 matches of the National First Division Football Championship in Cameroon were played yesterday with the following results recorded. Coton Sport of Garoua left the relegation zone after beating Eglou Royal of the Mungo 2-1. In the second match at the annex of the Rumdi Adja Stadium in Garoua, home site Gazelle FA beat Astre of Douala 1-0. Panther Sportif of Ndende and Young Sports Academy of Bamenda played 1-1 draw. Feu Azur, Elite of Yaoundé, held Bambuto's Football Club of Mbuda to a goalless draw in their own backyard, and PWD of Bamenda were beaten in Bafoussam by defending champions Victoria United of Limbe. The fifth day of play continued today at the annex of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé, with home side Canon Sportif hosting Dynamo of Douala. Two delayed day five matches will take place tomorrow, still at the annex one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. As Fortuna Onfou will host Union Sportif of Douala, and Colombe Sportif of Dja and Lobo will take on Stade Rennais of Melun. In the meantime, while awaiting the results of the other day five matches, Gazelle FA of Garoua lead on the unofficial standing with 10 points away from football. Patrice Monté is the new president of the Cameroon Rugby Federation. He will be assisted by Simon Christian Joël, who is first vice president, Benoit Olivier Somba, second vice, and Haji Dahiru, third vice, and Mrs. Latte Jean Daniel. The different executive members of the federation, including the two secretary generals and two treasurers, were chosen from a consensual list during an elective general assembly in Yaoundé over the weekend. Away from home, in cricket, South Africa has secured their place in June's World Test Championship final by holding their nerve to beat Pakistan by 2 wickets on an entrailing fourth day of the first test in Benin Centurion, chasing 148 for victory. The Proteas fell from 96 runs from 96 runs and tickets and wickets to 99 runs and wickets, including the loss of 3 wickets for no runs in 4 balls. Pakistan seamer Mohammed Abbas, playing his first test for more than 3 years, took 6 runs by 54 wickets, but the host found an unlikely batting hero in number 10, Kasigo Rabata. And that was a sports news brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. Le Matinée de la CRTV continues right